Adelaide has welcomed its 2025 Film Festival, one of the most highly anticipated screen events in the state. The showcase is built on collaboration with strong emphasis on promoting both established and upcoming South Australian filmmakers on the stage as international players. As crisis continues to merge across the world, a new perspective more vital than ever. And how can film expand perception? The Wire's Tia Bailey spoke with Matt Kesting, CEO and Artistic Director of AFF, about films offering a new direction for humanity.
In celebration of the opening gala for the Adelaide Film Festival, with such a strong representation of South Australian talent this year, how important is the AFF in cultivating and showcasing local filmmakers and actors on a national and global stage?
I think that the Adelaide Film Festival is a significant platform to showcase local talent. And the way that we do that is by positioning it alongside of the very best of international cinema. So we're a very tightly curated program of films, and about half of the program is Australian and half is international. So we'll have films like the Palme d'Or winner alongside of a directorial debut from South Australia or from Australia. And I think that positioning of a new Australian voice alongside of highly celebrated international cinema is a way of elevating our own stories and new voices in cinema.
If you could comment a bit further on that, how does the AFF contribute to the growth of the South Australian creative arts sector, particularly in relation to career prospects and opportunities for youth creators?
The Adelaide Film Festival contributes to the growth of the local sector by a number of means. And that's both as a means of financing their projects, but also connecting them with international programmers, and also as a benchmarking thing too, so they can collaborate with their peers internationally. For example, taking filmmakers to Cannes, I guess foremost through the AFF Investment Fund. We provide equity investment in new screen productions. Over the last 20 years, we've supported over 160 projects. So this year we're unveiling 10 new projects. Our opening night film, Jimper, directed by Adelaide's own Sophie Hyde, is one of those projects. So it is really the place to look for the next generation of filmmakers.
In terms of the nature of the program itself, this year's festival features films tackling urgent global challenges, particularly in the Change Award category that recognises films for their positive or environmental impact or offering a new direction for humanity. How do you see the AFF program shaping the way audiences think about issues like climate change or human rights?
Yeah, you've mentioned the AFF Change Award. AFF was the first festival in Australia to host such an award. I mean, we all know that the world is on fire. We're in a climate crisis right now. And I think film is the most immersive art form. And through being able to see the world through someone else's eyes in a very relatively short amount of time, you know, a feature-length film might be 90 minutes, it can change people's perspective. This is why I'm so passionate about cinema as a vehicle to affect change and inform and challenge. So that award is really about giving prominence to the filmmakers that are at the coalface, grappling with those really urgent issues that are affecting humanity, whether they be more of a social nature or environmental.
For people who haven't yet experienced the Adelaide Film Festival, what makes this year's festival unique and what are some highlights we can expect to see on the big screen?
Our festival this year, we've got over 130 films, about 85 feature films. But this year we've got three tentpole galas, the opening night gala last night, of course, and on Friday night we're presenting Surratt and having a rave party after. So that film really stole the show in Cannes this year, won the special jury prize there. And look, it seriously blew me away when I saw it. It's a French Spanish co-production set in Morocco in the rave scene there, an incredible story and cinematic vision. And then, of course, closing the festival with Warwick Thornton's Wolfram. Within that, there are the competition is particularly strong this year. And, you know, if people have not been to a festival before, that's a really great shortlist of films to start with. Like, so there are 10 films in the main competition, 5 documentaries, 5 fiction films. But then there are bigger films too. You know, we've got the latest film from Yorgos Lanthimos. People would know him from Poor Things, and his latest offering, which is Begonia. Yeah, there's lots of offerings in this year's festival, and you know, we think it's a pretty special edition.
Matt Kesting, CEO of Artistic Director of the AFF, speaking with the Wise Tia Bailey.